Hi, this is Rod Faulkner, and you are listening to the 7thMatrix.com Eye on Sci-Fi podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 29 of the 7thMatrix.com Eye on Sci-Fi podcast, the podcast where we share with you terrific indie science fiction and fantasy online web series and short films. Thanks for listening. One of the things that I kind of wish that we saw more of in science fiction is science fiction that is set in what I feel is the other final frontier. No, not outer space, but one of the most harsh, beautiful yet ethereal environments on Earth that is still relatively unexplored by humans, and that is the ocean deep. Because of the tremendous pressures of the ocean deep, we still do not yet have the technology to explore the majority of the world's surface. There are mountain ranges, valleys, and other geographical and topographical features of the planet that humans have never seen because it is at the bottom of the oceans. And I'm sure that there is a lot of aquatic life that we have yet to encounter or categorize. So it really does perplex me at times when I notice that there are not that many, at least to my knowledge, especially on screen, science fiction narratives set under the oceans. There are two main ones that I can think of: the James Cameron film, The Abyss, and then also the early 1990s television series by Steven Spielberg, Sequest DSV. One short film that we covered on the 7thMatrix.com is called Sorora, and it stands out because not only is it a terrific science fiction short, but it is a short film that is set under the vast ocean of a remote planet. So we visit Sorora, which is on this alien world, and at this point in the future, humanity has advanced to the point where we have been able to travel to Sorora and also begin to explore the oceans of this alien planet. When the short film opens, however, there has been a catastrophic accident, and divers have been killed, and two are trapped beneath the surface of the ocean. One of the divers enacts a rescue mission, but that mission goes awry when the diver encounters an entity that jeopardizes not only himself, but the entire crew. Watching Sorora, I was reminded of the first time I saw James Cameron's groundbreaking sci-fi film, The Abyss, in the theater. Written and directed by filmmaker Pavel Syska, the short, like The Abyss, succeeds in capturing the beauty, power, danger, and ethereal quality of the ocean. The major difference between the two is that one was a big budget feature film, while this one is an independent short film, and also another major difference is the settings between the two. While The Abyss is about earthbound aquatic extraterrestrials, in Sorora, it is we humans who are the alien visitors. Pavel Syska, the filmmaker who wrote and directed Sorora, was born in the Czech Republic, and he is an up-and-coming filmmaker who began his career doing visual effects in major productions under the directions of luminaries like Ridley Scott and Michael Bay. He has definitely his own perspective, and he is a skilled director because the short film combines CGI and live action to create a captivating world that will most definitely excite your imagination when you watch the short film. One of the aspects that I love about Sorora is that the divers use mechanized deep diving suits, sort of like the mechanized suit that Ellen Ripley wore in Aliens, similar to that. Syska is pretty adept at using visual effects to convincingly recreate the undersea environment of an ocean. Altogether, this makes Sorora one of the standout science fiction short films that we've covered over at the 7thMatrix.com because of its setting and the execution of the visual effects combined with the live action sequences. I hope at some point in the future that Siska revisits the world of Sorora. Actually, I believe that it would be great for, and I know that it's almost a cliche to say this now, but I do feel that Sorora would be the good basis of a television series either by Netflix or Hulu or Amazon. These streaming platforms that are unafraid to take more risk and really give filmmakers the budget latitude and support that they need to execute a quality project. A link to our full published review and where you can watch this extraordinary science fiction underwater film, Sorora, is included in this episode's show notes. Just visit theseventhmatrix.com and navigate to podcast, or use the direct link theseventhmatrix.com/EOSF podcast to not only access the show notes for this episode, but an archive of show notes from all of our previous episodes as well. Hey everyone, Rod Faulkner here, and before I sign off, I needed to ask your help. For over 5 years now, our website, theseventhmatrix.com, has been helping to promote the best in independent science fiction and fantasy online web series and short films on our ad-free site. However, in order to continue our work, we need your help. If you would, please visit theseventhmatrix.com/support in order to discover all of the ways in which you can help us continue to do the work that we do. Or please consider supporting one of the Eye on Sci-Fi podcast sponsors. Either way, your support is vital to us, and we thank you. And that concludes another episode of the Seventh Matrix Eye on Sci-Fi podcast. Thanks again for listening, and remember to subscribe to us via our RSS feed, on iTunes, or wherever you found us. And please leave us a review on iTunes as well. That really helps others find us, and I really appreciate it. Make sure to head over to theseventhmatrix.com to discover a wealth of independent science fiction and fantasy content that we have collected there. Sign up for our newsletter so that you will receive our latest discoveries directly into your inbox. So until next episode, everyone, remember to take a break, escape the mundane, and enter the fantastic. Take care.